Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with dental hygienist Shauna Weber about Halloween candy versus dentists.
Obviously, there's probably been an ancient battle, essentially, between dentists and Halloween candy. So what sort of recommendations do dentists usually give for kids as far as eating candy without wrecking their teeth?
Well, that's a good question. Well, you know, everything in moderation, but it is better to, like, eat a handful of M&M and be done than it is to eat one at a time because of contact time on your teeth. So it's kind of better. You don't want to be, like, eat a whole gobful, but it's better to sit down. Like, some parents will say, oh, you know what? We don't want little Johnny to eat too much candy, so we're going to let him have one piece every night until it's gone. Well, you're better to have five pieces and then not have any for a week or two or even a few days, just because everything's by contact time. So like if you take pop, for example, for every sip of pop you take, it takes your mouth 30 minutes to recover. So if you had three sips of pop, it'd be an hour and a half before like the pH is back to normal in your mouth. So the same thing happens kind of when you eat candy or, you know, eating in general. Everything in moderation, and of course, some try to stay away from the really, we call it retentive candy.
Okay.
So like the gummy bears, Milk Duds, the really sticky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gets more down to the, like, the biting surfaces and stuff of your teeth. Not saying that chocolate doesn't do that, but usually you can get that out a little bit easier than mm-hmm. some of that other stuff. So, like, less retentive, less acidic things, like lemon drops, things like that. That would be a lot more acidic environment for your teeth than, like, a little Hershey's bar. All the kids love the candy. It doesn't matter what we tell them.
Yeah. Do you often see quite a bit of additional business, I guess, after Halloween of maybe kids breaking their teeth on jawbreakers and stuff like that?
You know, not really. You'd be surprised that actually cavities, we also call them caries, is like the number one like preventative thing that we can do, but it has like the highest rate of any disease of children is dental cavities. And it's not even at Halloween.
So that's pretty much
all year. Yeah, like, I mean, there's just the kids with a lot of cavities.
All right. So
in general.
So Halloween candy probably doesn't help those, but they don't necessarily cause all of those problems.
Exactly. It's usually the habits kind of throughout the year versus just a one little, or like I said, little Johnny's mom that lets him have a piece of candy every single day, thinking if I just let him have one piece every day, that's better, but that's not good. I'm like, have four or five pieces, and then you're good till next week.
All right. So that could take them quite a while to get through all of their Halloween candy.
Yeah,
but
luckily I usually send it to work with my husband. Isn't that nice? And rot their teeth instead.
Yeah. Would you say after kids have like these big handfuls of Halloween candy, maybe like would it help if they brush their teeth immediately afterwards or just?
You don't want to brush your teeth immediately afterwards.
Okay, that's...
Because then you're actually brushing, like your pH has changed in your mouth, and say you ate that lemon drop and it's really acidic, now you're brushing the acid all over your teeth. So the best thing to do is to drink some water or have a piece of sugar-free gum, because the water helps neutralize the pH in your mouth. And then the gum helps bring the saliva in to kind of help get that pH back to normal.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but most people do say, oh, now go brush your teeth. You got done eating candy. That's like the thing you don't want to do.
All right. This is all stuff that I had no idea about. So
well, that's good.
I'm learning stuff as well. All right.
Good.
Is there anything else, any other dental tips that you'd like to give people?
I'm trying to think. Just make sure kids, if they're only going to brush once a day, to do it at night. That way everything they get for the day that they've ate is brushed off their teeth, and when you go to sleep, your saliva slows down. So anything that isn't brushed off your teeth is going to hang out and try to cause cavities, make your teeth dirty, make, you know, tartar plaque, that kind of stuff. So always brush at night. Use fluoridated toothpaste.
It's another thing I didn't know about.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that I try to tell the kids. And brush in small circular motions very lightly, and you brush for 2 minutes.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Shauna Weber. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.